Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Something.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio. This show for over a million downloads for the last 2 years, going strong. Your host with the most. Wayne Benitez, what's up, ladies and gents? Yeah, we got a special guest for you. This young lady been killing it all over, even made her debut in Shine. Yeah, and give it up for Amaya Jade. Welcome to Wrestling X Factor. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's an honor for you to come by and to talk about your career and wrestling.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yeah, like, when I was little, I was pretty much forced to watch it. At that time, I hated it. But when I made 11 years old, I fell in love with it. And ever since then, I've always wanted to be a professional wrestler.
Oh, that's what's up. Who did you idolize in the business the day growing up?
Actually, I love Trish Stratus growing up. She's awesome. And Lita. Like, I love the way Lita wrestled in the ring. She was just badass, hardcore. And then Trish Stratus, she had that appeal inside of the ring and outside of the ring. And I just think that's amazing. Like, those are two good women to look up to growing up.
Yes, definitely. They was part of the women's division. Definitely Hall of Famers also.
It's amazing.
And definitely they came a long way. They worked their way from throughout OVW and other companies also in other indies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an athletic Right.
Do I have any background?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I played basketball for 10 years, I believe. Softball for 2 years. I boxed for 2 years and did karate for 2 years. As a boxer, I became Louisiana Golden Glove champion. And when I did karate, I became a world champion. I'd be three girls in a row to become world champion, so I think that was awesome.
Mm. You're a bad chick. You've been kicking their ass.
Yeah, I just be trying to do my thing and stuff.
What you think of the women's MMA scene of Ronda Rousey?
Man, that's my second favorite MMA fighter. She's awesome. Like, she's just in the ring. People talk about her saying that, oh, all she can win is via armbar, which she proved them wrong because she did knock out her last opponent. So she's just a badass overall. You just have to respect that. There's no way not to.
Right. Even like her fights with Misha Tate also, she got it, her face at a she said, bitch, I'm throwing you, I'm taking you down.
Yeah, she definitely,
right.
She backs up what she says.
Right. Definitely an amazing athlete.
Definitely.
Right. What got you interested in training at Wildcat Sports?
Can you repeat that for me?
What got you interested in going to Wildcat Sports to train?
See, this is how it all started. A friend of mine that I went to high school with told me about Wildcat when I was in the 10th grade. But I already had my mind set to go to another wrestling school, which that didn't work out, thank God, because being at Wildcat is just amazing. When I was boxing at this gym in New Orleans, it actually closed down, and I had to move to a gym called Crescent City Boxing Gym. And when I walked into the gym, I saw a wrestling ring. So I asked someone, who's wrestling ring? And they said, it's Wildcat Sports. And from that moment, I knew Wildcat Sports was the place where I belong, where I needed to start my career. And ever since then, I signed up and been loving it. So it was just by a close of gyms where me switching gyms, how I ended up at Wildcat, which I'm grateful for.
Who were your trainers besides Luke Hawes?
He's actually my first trainer for wrestling. I've done a seminar with Brian Kendrick recently, and I'll be doing another seminar in the next 2 months.
What was it like learning from Brian Kendrick?
That was amazing. I asked him a lot of questions. He answered them. He critiqued me on my practice match I did. That guy's just awesome overall. He definitely wants people to succeed in his business. And for him to take the time out to train us and teach us some stuff was very grateful. And I'm just hope to work with him again.
He has so much of in-ring psychology also.
Yes.
What's your memories of your debut match?
My memory of my debut match was when the crowd went wild when I climbed the top rope to do the splash. That was amazing. I was on cloud nine. I had a huge adrenaline rush because for them to just scream that loud just by me jumping off the top rope meant a lot.
Right, definitely. Is it true that you also idolize Tamina Snuka and Hall of Famer Jimmy Fly Snuka?
Absolutely.
And what's your thought?
I actually met Tamina at WrestleMania 30. She was very nice. We keep in touch on Twitter and stuff. She's just awesome. She's bad in the ring, like amazing. She's very powerful and tough. And on the outside of the ring, she's super nice. It was amazing.
Right. And she's definitely a another high flyer worker also. She it's like she's on point with everything when it comes in WWE.
Right.
And have you met her dad, Jimmy Snuka?
No, I hope one day I do. I really want to meet him. So hopefully that happens one day.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely a great high flyer, definitely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I still believe that Tamina, they should still let her use Snuka as her last name, because everyone knows she's a second generation wrestler.
Right, I agree.
Okay. What's your thoughts of Katie Forbes as a worker in a tag as your tag team partner?
And I love working with Katie. That's like my sister. We do pretty much everything together when it comes to wrestling. We travel together, and being able to tag with her is just awesome because we know each other in and out the ring because we're always around each other. She's a great worker. She has improved a lot. We started the same day, so we both have like work to do, but at the same time, we can see each other's improvement. So I just love working with her.
Yes, she's definitely a good worker.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And what's your thoughts of doing mixed tag team with other males at Wildcat Wrestling?
I like it. Actually, for my debut, it was a mixed tag. I actually pinned a guy in that match. So I actually like doing mixed tag because I get a chance to do stuff with the guys. It's not just girls. It shows the other side that I can kick a guy's ass. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I enjoy it.
True. Also, what is your memories of winning the Southeastern Women's Championship?
Yes. My memory of that was cutting the promo right after and telling all the Alabama fans they suck for not cheering for me. And just being the first Southeastern Women's Champion is a blessing. It's amazing. I've always wanted to become a champion in professional wrestling, and I'm living part of that dream, and I have many more to come, hopefully. I just got to continue working hard and just keep winning.
Do that. You're definitely doing a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You have any memories of working at ACW?
Yeah. I debuted at ACW in Alabama recently. It was awesome. The fans, they were very into the match. They cheered my name, which I like sometimes, but, you know, most of the time I like pissing people off. But at the same time, it was cool that they cheered for me.
Also, you had a chance to be on WWE TV with Adam Rose and the Rose Buzz. What are your memories of being at a live Raw?
Every time I go to WWE to work there, I'm always on cloud nine because even though I don't have a contract with them yet, it gives me a glimpse of what to expect when I am there. Being in front of those fans, it was amazing. It was just awesome. Like, I loved every bit of it. And I hope to do it again someday just to go there, be a part of that environment, because those workers, the wrestlers, they're amazing. It was nice to talk to them. And being at ringside, that's a lot of people's dream. And to be able to live part of that dream meant a lot to me. I'm so grateful for that opportunity.
Yeah. and definitely they have look at their roster for the last 2 years. It's been improved. They got all the they have a great talent pool in WWE. And I think they definitely now just giving credit to the indies out there also, finding Triple H, Paul Levesque, recruit these guys to come to NXT and other places for opportunities.
Yeah, I think that's cool that more indies are going to WWE, NXT. Because, you know, we work just as hard as the WWE wrestlers, and we deserve that opportunity as well. So just having them get that opportunity is amazing.
Exactly. And definitely, definitely a goal that everyone wants to go to is the major stage.
Right.
Right. What's your memories of debuting for Shine Women?
Oh, man. Let me get started with this one. My memories with that is me and my tag team partner, Katie Ford, we came in there, we jumped people, we left. That was awesome. I know we wasn't supposed to be there, but at the same time, being there in front of that crowd had me on cloud nine. I'm always on cloud nine when it comes to stuff with wrestling because I just, like, it's my dream and I just love it. So being able to go to Shine and do what I did was just pretty awesome. And I, hopefully I can go back this time and not get kicked out.
And it seemed like you was actually the youngest there on that roster.
Yeah, I think I was. I think a lot of the girls are older than me. But at the same time, I have that maturity level to where they won't know my age unless I tell them.
Right. And you just coming out of high school, finishing high school to and for wrestling recently, right?
Well, yeah, actually, I graduated high school 3 years ago, and then I jumped right into boxing. Then 2 years later, started training pro wrestling.
That's what's up. What's your thoughts of working with Kimberly?
Yeah, she's a great worker. I do have to say that. Me and Katie Forbes, we're not sorry for taking her and Cherry Bomb out, but at the same time, I have respect for those girls because they're getting in there doing what they love. And you just have to respect that. There's no way to not do that.
Right. It was just amazing to see you, you and Katie Forbes, with a company with Daphne.
Yeah, Daphne is awesome. Actually, when I was about 18, 19, I've always wanted to come to Shine. And for this dream to come true, it's just unbelievable. And to be able to align myself with Daphne, that's amazing because a lot of people tell me that Daphne's awesome from what she did in the business, which is 100% true. So to be a part of the Iron Maidens, I just have to get out there and kick ass every time.
Yeah. Definitely, that's also who do you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet in the business out there?
On the independent team, I would like to work Renee Michelle, Jessica Havoc, Santana. There's just so many of them to name. It's like I have a long list. So just hopefully I get to wrestle all those girls. with WWE, I would love to wrestle every last one of them that's there now, Sarma, because they've been in it for a while. And I respect those ladies.
Right. It's, they're divas, and women's from WWE down to NXT. It's a long list of them, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And what I don't like, what fans say is that they're not good in the ring, which at the same time, they are good. That's why they're there. They work hard. They want to be there. So I just feel like people should respect the WWE divas more than what they do, because it's a lot of work. And I can vouch for that. It is hard work. You really have to be dedicated to be in this business. There's no way you can survive without that.
And Paige is more, you know, she's a hard worker, and she has so much passion, and she even, you know, she would have to take it on Twitter if any fan get out of line about disrespecting her work or anything else.
I was like, can you repeat that? The phone is breaking up.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, you know, some of her downers on Twitter, you know, trying to belittle her and her the work she done in the ring and stuff, but she actually put them in that place with a lot of passion and everything for this business.
Yeah, she has a lot of passion. When she sets her mind to something, she does it. So for, like, fans to say something to her in a disrespectful way, that pisses me off. Because, yes, that's my friend, that's my tag team partner. But at the same time, she wants to be here just as much as any other wrestler out there. So for them to do that, it just makes me mad.
Right. Definitely pay their dues and put in all the hard work and bumps and bruises also.
Right, right. And, like, fans, they don't understand that it takes a tear on your body. Not everyone can do this. So for her to do that, for me to do that, it shows that how much we want to be here and how much we want to make it.
Right. And I think that's why she, you know, came up with the name Bobby Badass, because she was badass paying her dues and working hard.
Yeah, she is a badass.
What's your thoughts of one day interest in going up at Shimmer to work also?
Yeah, I would love to go to Shimmer one day. A lot of fans inbox me asking me when I'm going to go. You know, I can't respond because I don't even have an answer to that, but, you know, I'm still new in this business. I'm not even a year in yet. So I'll get that chance to go to Shimmer. I have plenty of time. I think I'm good for about 15, 20 years in this business. So throughout these years, hopefully I make it to Shimmer.
All right. And there's also WSU also on the East Coast. Definitely they've been around for seven years now. That's another one also. Definitely have their world champion over there also. You see,
yeah.
It's like, I think, right.
Definitely hope to get to all those companies one day. I just got to continue to work hard.
Right. And what you think of the TNA Women's Knockouts division?
Man, they amazing too. Actually, before I got on this podcast, I was watching the women's match. They had a title match. It was Gail Kim, I think Brooke, and Lady Tapa and Awesome Kong. They put on amazing matches. They badass. They hardcore at TNA.
Right.
Like, I hope to have hardcore matches on one day. They just bad.
Right. And definitely Lady Tampa, that she improves from leaps and bounds every time I see her.
Yes, definitely.
And she's a number that have an athletic background and women's football also.
I think I could beat her in football.
Yeah. And I always always want to see her one day work with or even team with Tamina also.
I think that'll be a nice tag team to start a one-on-one match.
You never know. It could be a women's tag division in NXT or even maybe the main roster one day.
Yeah, that'll be awesome because not only do I like doing one-on-one matches, I also like tag. There's just something about tag team matches that I love.
Right. And I definitely missed the Knockouts tag division and TNA also. Right, and I will still remember they did that storyline angle that I think was it they stripped Rosia, Eric Young and ODB from it, and I think that was the most saddest day for most of the Impact fans right there.
Yeah, I think it was as well.
Right. Do you have interest in going to other women's companies overseas, like Japan or the UK?
Yeah, I put it like this. My dream is to go to WWE, but wherever my career takes me, I'll be happy with it. All I don't want to do is just make it in this business. So I am open to go overseas and wrestle. I think that'll be a good experience because not that many people get to wrestle overseas.
Right. And definitely with these Japanese promotions like Reina or and there's a host of other ones also and then in the Japanese dojo also they start off like 12 or 13 already experienced working these promotions.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that they do that.
Right, and it's like they are pro right away. It just kind of reminds me of, you know, other overseas athletes that's going to the NBA that are already pros in Europe, like maybe at 16 and 18.
Yeah, it's like overseas, it's just so different from America. It's like they do things differently. But at the same time,
right,
it's still awesome.
Yeah, they definitely need to see more in the U.S. like that also.
Yeah.
For major companies.
Right.
Right. And do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
Yes, I do, actually. October 3rd, I have make my debut at Epic Championship Wrestling in Florida. October 10th, I have Combat Sport, where I will be defending my Southeastern Women's title. And then the other date that I have saved on my calendar is November 14th. That's Wildcat Sports anniversary. So that show is going to be pretty big.
Oh, that's what's up. You're going to be killing it on definitely on those shows.
Yeah, I just got to get out there and do my thing. Get the crowd
right
behind me, get them hate me. Either way, I'm going to go out there and do my job.
Right. And I definitely like your finishing. I definitely the Superfly. You do a wonderful Superfly.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, it's just been it's an honor for you to come on Wrestling X Factor Radio. I appreciate it. You can come back anytime to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it as well. Hopefully I can come back.
Definitely. Just give me a call or email you that definitely.
For sure.
Right, because this show definitely opened up for students of the business and also even for indie wrestlers to get their names out for to newer fans or the casuals that they can follow until they make it up to the big stage companies also.
Yeah, definitely, fans. Just follow me, Amaya Jade, and I promise you I won't disappoint.
Right. Definitely. You definitely have a fan page, Amaya Jade, right on the Facebook, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, fans, go ahead, hit your likes right there. To support this young lady, Amaya Jade.
Thank you.
And you have a good night, definitely. And continue killing out there also.
You too, and I definitely will.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the talented Amaya Jade. If you want to download this archive or listen to it, you can go up to blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio for all our archives there. Or hit us up on our Facebook fan page, WrestlingXFactorRadio/EntertainmentXFactorRadioShow. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no pride. Chill these niggas want no pride. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll it up, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And I'm ruthless like Rusev. Move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. You talking to the. Yeah, Chico. You talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico. You talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. set of bad guys. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, some things happen to these, some things happen to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me every day. Look, hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.